April 14th, 1996, Yom HaShoah.
Judges laws, one must possess the two qualities of Simon. The lowest of all the peaks on one hand, and yet a mountain and not a valley on the other hand. Humility is required because Torah is the infinite wisdom of the infinite Almighty. Man with his finite intellect cannot approach the study of Torah with preconceived notions or with an I-know-it-all attitude, but rather with a feeling of humbleness. Arrogance and haughtiness are not the right approach to Torah. However, humility often has a drawback. Many an unassuming person allows his humbleness to outweigh his principles. He meekly follows the crowd, although he may totally disagree on principle with their conduct. Unfortunately, many a Jew today possesses this type of humility. Desperately afraid of a spoken jibe or even a scoffing glance, he ashamedly tries to suppress any outward expression of his Judaism. The Torah was given on a mountain, teaching us to have an element of pride in the strength of a mountain. Indeed, the entire code of Jewish law, the Shulchan Aruch, opens with the injunction not to be ashamed in the face of cynics. Yet this pride is in no way a contradiction to the feeling of humility required of us, because such pride does not stem from one's own arrogance and self-importance. It is rather the pride of a soldier carrying out his king's command, the pride of a Jew carrying out God's orders. Thank you.